Good morning, Speaker. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Are you a little nervous this morning?
No, I feel good. I slept great last night. We've campaigned as hard as we can, and I trust the voters will make the right decision today.
Well, there's undecided voters out there. Why would they want to vote for you as opposed to Virge Bonero?
Well, I'm a different kind of leader. I've got 20 years of private sector experience, 10 directly working with or for troubled businesses. I've been, working in Lansing now for the last 5 years. I can hit the ground running when I get there. I've demonstrated I can work in a bipartisan way and that I'm not afraid to take on some tough fights. And the state's in a critical period in its history, and we need a leader that's willing to take on tough fights and change the status quo.
Why would you be a better candidate than Virge? What do you have to offer that he does not?
Well, one, it's that background and the experience, and I've demonstrated, the ability to reach across the aisle and work for bipartisan solutions and to challenge the status quo. But we also have a very specific plan, which the voters can read at andydillon.com. It's a specific concrete plan, and that's that difference, which I think led to the endorsements. All the major papers have endorsed my campaign, from the Free Press to the Detroit News, the Grand Rapids Press, Michigan Chronicle. It's very broad-based support for my candidacy.
You've seen the negative ads that are out there calling you the speaker of the mess, calling you someone who's been a person in power who wasn't able to get the job done, to get the budgets balanced in a timely manner. Address those concerns.
We have $3 billion less in revenue for the general fund than we had just 10 years ago, and these were fights over priorities. But when you look at the policy side, a lot has gotten done, everything from the film incentives to the battery incentives, the Great Lakes Water Protection legislation we passed, 21st Century Jobs Fund, the comprehensive energy reform that's leading to the green jobs of today. So on the policy side, we've worked pretty well together. When it comes down to the budgets, it's us, in the House, making certain we're going to fund the priorities, whether it be education or public safety or health care. And we have a Senate that was very hesitant to make any changes with respect to those budgets and to fund those priorities. So it was really a fight about values, and I think that's why, I'm the best candidate to now be governor, because I've demonstrated I'll fight for those priorities.
Have those negative shots, those negative ads, the negative talk, have they made you angry? Have they disappointed you?
I'm not angry. I think, the voters will see through it. There's $2 million spent to, tarnish, my record and change people's minds on me. And I think, it did change some hearts and minds. But when we are, fighting back now and getting our message out, there's no a real deep support for the mayor because there's no real plan there. I mean, people are looking for, where is his plan? What's he going to do to get this economy turned around? We're very specific on what the agenda is and how you do it. I've demonstrated that I can, work in that bipartisan way and that I'll take on the tough fights, and that's what the state's going to need.
Speaker, is it tough to disassociate yourself from what many voters may see as a negative, dysfunctional political system in Lansing, in a governor that many were unhappy with, and in a political system that just didn't seem to work together for a common cause?
It is a challenge, but, as governor-elect, the first thing I'll do is sit down with the legislative leaders, who all of whom I know and have worked well with for the past several years. We're going to have new leadership because both Senator Bishop and I will be off to greener pastures, hopefully. But you got to sit down with them, and it can't be a one-way street. When Kevin Elsenheimer first took over as minority leader in the House, I asked him, I go, what's important to you? What would you like to see done in the next 2 or 3 years? I'll live up to all the commitments I made to him on his important priorities. I will do that as governor and sit down with the legislative leaders, and I'll ask him, why don't we find 2 or 3 things right up front that we can agree upon so that we can act upon them as soon as we, take session in January of 2011 and demonstrate to the voters that we can work together, because at this critical time in the state's history, politics has to be put aside for the betterment of the voters and the residents in the state.
Well, let's think positive and say you win today. Who do you think your opponent's going to be for the fall?
It seems to be a horse race on that side, and my opinions have varied. So because it's varied over the last couple of weeks, I guess today I think that Snyder might pull it out.
Mike Snyder. Well, it's going to be a very interesting on both sides of the aisle. Before we let you go, do you anticipate some positive work being done on the budget the rest of this week or maybe next week?
Yeah, this is a critical week in Washington. As you know, we lost $500 million of federal dollars that both the Senate and the House, and as well as the governor, counted out in our budgets. This week we'll find out if some of that money will be restored, and once we find that out, we'll know how big the budget hole is and can start to work on the budgets with a little more certainty and clarity.
Well, we look forward to seeing the results of what happens today. Speaker, I am going to be, we're going to get you on the program tomorrow, win or lose, and we look forward to having that opportunity over the course of this process. We've appreciated your candor and the opportunity to have you on many times during this process.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your day.
You too.